Hello, I'm in the Crucible with Sian Thomas, who's playing Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the Sheffield Theatres and Northern Stage co-production. Hi, Sian.
Hello.
So, could you tell us a bit about Martha?
Yes, Martha's very complicated. She's a sort of free spirit, I suppose you'd call her, head energy type, intellectual, conventional world set in a university campus. And she's got a kind of wild, untamed spirit. She's also an alcoholic and very unhappy with her lot in some ways. She appears to be very disappointed in her marriage and is always pushing for more. But it's complicated. I think that she loved her husband and certainly has loved him, and he's certainly loved her, and they're no good apart, although they fight. And the fights get nastier and nastier, but it's very compelling. It's not, it's kind of hot. Do you know what I mean? She's a very hot,
passionate
character. Yeah. And whenever I've seen it or read it, you care about both of them a lot, even though they behave appallingly, like the naughtiest children. Somewhere you're on their side, you're in their heads, and you're on their side, and you want them to win. And you also can't imagine them without each other.
Mm-hmm. And you have to act drunker and drunker as the evening progresses.
It goes in waves. I think at one point she's pretty drunk, and then she kind of sobers up, I think, towards the end, partly because of what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, however drunk you are, if terrible things happen, it can sober you up.
Yeah.
But there's always... And she tends, apparently, to drink less. But in the first half, she's knocking it back.
Mm. Brilliant.
With great abandon.
Excellent. So what is it about this production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf that really... You wanted to be a part of it, basically.
Well, to play the character, because it's one of those parts you just drop everything and say, yes, I'll do it, because it's such a wonderful, wonderful role. And I've done two other plays of Albie's, so I'm a great fan of his writing and the way he works. And it's putting comedy and tragedy together. It's very funny and very dark at the same time. It's extraordinary. So... any chance to do more Albie, but particularly Martha. Also to work with Erica. I'd worked with her once before when we were both younger at the National Theatre in London. And she was just assisting, but wonderfully. And I remember thinking, God, she's good. She's going to go places.
Want to watch, yeah.
Yeah, and we kind of kept in touch very off and on, seeing each other's work. And there was a kind of unspoken feeling that we would do something together. So when she rang, I thought, that's it, drop everything, because I'd been offered something else. And I said, no, I'm going to come up here. And actually, to be in this wonderful theatre, it is I've been here a long time ago in the Crucible, but it's a fantastic space to work in, especially to do a play like this, to do it so publicly. You can be intimate and theatrical at the same time in a space like this.
Yeah,
that's what the play
space
demands.
Brilliant. So you're rehearsing in Sheffield.
And also, can I just say, to work with Jasper, I have to say, who plays George. He's just my favourite actor, basically.
Oh, that's excellent. So are you enjoying being in Sheffield, rehearsing in Sheffield?
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I've figured out how to get to where I live and back. That was a bit... how to get the right bus and not get on the wrong bus and all that kind of negotiating. Mm-hmm. But I think I've got that under my belt now. People are very friendly. Much friendlier than they are down south on the whole. I know it's a sweeping generalisation,
oh,
but
it's true.
It's true. And I always feel at home in Yorkshire, because I actually live with a Yorkshireman, although not in Yorkshire, but he's very ever so Yorkshire. So I'm always kind of at home when I come to Yorkshire, and it's like he's in the air.
I hope you enjoy the run.
Thank you.
Thanks.